All right, hello today. This is the Keen's Kitten, and I'm your host, KJ. And for those of you who are new here, this is my podcast where I don't really know what I'm doing. So, for those of you who have been listening, I apologize. I didn't post last week at all. I had a very busy week, and I didn't have any excess energy to give. I had interviews, which, you know, they went well. I mean, I'm not... Anyway, but, you know, it takes a lot, you know, when you're... You know, it's weird because it's not like I get nervous for interviews. It's just so... They're just so exhausting and tiring to do. Because at this point, I've done... Oh, gosh, I don't know how many. I've done enough. And, I interview well, don't get me incorrect, but then something will happen and then they'll like go into scheduling and it's like, well, that's not like, that's not gonna work. You know, I'm trying to make sure that I think thoroughly about having a job that I can do as a single mother. So obviously I have to make sure I'm in a place where I can take care of my child. You know, not that I'm not like against aftercare. I'm not looking for some, I'm not unrealistic in my goals of like having some fantasy job where literally it fits into those niches, but or into that niche of like those hours when my kid's in school and when she's off, I'm off type deal. But you know, I do need to be able to like work around it, you know, so. But no, and then I have more interviews. I had two yesterday. And one tomorrow, and one on Thursday, and then I'm trying to do this, virtual, I'm looking into, like, the whole virtual assistant thing. I did apply for this one company, and I'm trying to do, like, there's, like, an assessment portion of it, but it's just kind of weird, and I'm not 100% on what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'll figure it out. It's on the list for today, as well as laundry. It was laundry, and I'm already tired. You know, I don't always... You know, the different tired. You know, you have tired, like, where you're sleepy tired, and then you have, like, low energy tired. Like, inside energy. Does that make sense? Not, like, I'm not body tired, I'm mind tired. The news hasn't, I haven't been too in-depth about the news. I haven't had the extra output for energy for that type of thing. And, you know, the news seems very, it's finally, like, shifting to where it doesn't, like, today they, you know, I watched a little eye-opener thing that they have on, and, just to touch base on what, you know, the, like, topics that will be discussed, and, you know, not one thing about COVID, so I think that's good news, you know? They don't really talk about the volcano that going off, you know, there's that volcano going off near Spain on an island, I would probably, it's like La Pal something something, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce because foreign language is not my thing, so. But like supposedly, like if it does a certain thing, then it can cause us, like, how many likes?
Here's something I
found. Oh my gosh.
According to
fam.com. Alexa.
The foods that.
Stop. I don't know if you heard her, but I did not say her name. I don't know, like, what? I'm sorry. That was my bad. I'll just put her where she ain't responsive if she potentially... I think I just said like enough. I don't remember what I was saying. I knew I was saying like a lot. Oh, I watched a short about how apparently scientists said that, like, the volcanoes and the earthquake and then, like, the chunk of the island will go into the ocean. And then in the ocean, it's a Ralphie May reference, Ochin. And if you don't know who he is, Ralphie May was a comedian. He's dead, which just sounds horrible, but he's moved on, he's passed, would be a more, like, appropriate way, I guess, a nicer way. Anyway, he died, but he was a comedian, super funny, you should look into him. A chunk of island falls in the ocean, and it would, cause a tsunami, or, like, hit America or whatever, and, you know, people bring up, like, they already did the science that technically that's possible, and now those volcanoes are going off, but, of course, not really something that they're discussing on the news, and then, but I decided to look into it, and, like, the study was done, like, forever ago, and then as far as any new thing about it, they just are saying that that doesn't seem very likely. The hard part is just, you know, it's like... You know, do you trust your government at this point to actually... Because here's the thing. You know, you want to tell people now and people want to, move out and get out and start evacuating. But then what do you do with all these hundreds of millions of Americans who live all along the East Coast and, you know, supposedly would, like, completely drown Florida? And it's like, what do you do? And then not to mention, you know, there's a little vendetta, it seems, against Florida here because of... Our governor is like, you know, fuck y'all and your fucking mandates and you can shove it up your ass. So, you know, so like, why not just let Florida drown and then you don't have to worry about it? But, you know, but the bigger question there is like, would you trust your government to actually inform you in enough time or would they tell everybody when it's too late so they can just eat shit and die, basically? I don't know. Moving on. Outside of such, there isn't anything overly exciting going on in my life. I did watch on Netflix, they have that show Squid Game, and that was good. It's one of those things where I really would like to see if they do a season two, and I want, like, I have questions that still need to be answered, but it's one of those things where all the rest of my questions would need to be answered in that season, because I feel like if they try to milk it into a third season, it would, like, go downhill. You know what I mean? So it would have to, like, they'd have to tie up them ends for me, you know? Because I don't have too much left, but I still have, like, a few things that I want taken care of, you know what I mean? Because I hate when they drag something on, when they drag it on and then it's like, it gets gross. Like, you don't want to watch it anymore. I'm excited that it's October. I enjoy this month a lot. I really like Halloween. It's probably... one of my favorite holidays, like, of all time, and, so I kind of, like, I have, like, Halloween things, you know, I have, like, Halloween bows for hair and earrings and, like, little stockings and shirts, and, like, I save it all just for this month, and I definitely make the most out of it when I can. So, I'm not, like, out here in full costume, though, you know, like, just... Subtlety is key until, like, when you actually get, like, that last week, and then you can get a little more extra, so, with it. But, yeah, my My daughter is going to be Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas. I actually went ahead and ordered her outfit off of Amazon. She already has it. And I'm kind of liking the fact that it is just kind of like a dress, because she was actually able to wear it to school, and my goal is for her to wear it, you know, at least once a week until, obviously, you know, Halloween, and then she'll wear it on Halloween. But this way, you know, I get my money's worth. You know, that's the downfall of costumes, is that you really, you know, there's not, like, it's not, like, a chunk of change with it. You know what I mean? Usually it's just, like, that one-time use kind of deal, or if you have, like, a couple Halloween events, it's definitely something you get more money. I also encourage, you know, kids, you know, if you go in the pumpkin patch, people want their kids just to look, like, cute and fall, but it's like, man, let them wear their costumes. You know, you paid money for that. Like, they're not cheap. I am making my costume. She's going to be Sally for Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm going to be the clown with the tearaway face. You know, his, he's not, like, a huge character in it or whatever, but when my daughter was younger and we would listen to the, like, intro song for Nightmare Before Christmas, she would always love that part where he would be like, I am the clown with the tearaway face, and he takes off and he's like, here in a flesh and gone without a dress, and, my impersonation, 10 out of 10 impersonation, yeah, so that's who I'm going to be, or I'm going to attempt to be. So I got to dye my shirt. I'm going to dye it with mustard. If you didn't know, you can dye shirts yellow with mustard. Like, it's going to be a pale yellow. It's not going to be bright yellow, but you get some French's mustard and you dump that shit and you soak, rub, let it cake in there, rinse that shit off, wash it. You won't get a nice pale yellow out of that. If you don't know, you know now. You know, get a little, and generic works too. You ain't gotta buy French's, I guess, yellow mustard. Regular, I said French's as if it's like a thing. Like everywhere. Also, I know I'm like sad, lonely, suicidal, and depressed. And so my apologies if I concerned any of y'all by not posting anything. I really did mean to. I also meant to, you know what, let's Google this right now. We're doing some Googling. I meant to look up what, you know, I just chose Tuesdays because it's supposed to be my power day, and I chose Ur Day because I like Ur Days. There's some ASMR. What is this Google person? Who are you? Helen Mrod. Jawinski's, like, who are you? Who are you, Ben? What are you, who are you? But I mean, oh, she was an actress. Okay, cool fam. All right, no, best day to post podcast. Best day of the week to post a podcast. Common question. The most popular day to publish a podcast is on Wednesday. Look at me. The most popular time slots are 2 a.m. Wednesday, 2 a.m. Tuesday, and 11 p.m. Tuesday. Thursday has the most total downloads per average episode. The hour with the most downloads per average episode is 5 a.m. Tuesday, followed by 5 a.m. Friday, and then 5 a.m. Thursday. Who out here doing this? Who out here? Who's 2 a.m. Wednesday? What are y'all doing? What are y'all... Babies, 2 a.m. Wednesday, 2 a.m. Tuesday, I mean, I guess technically I could do 11 p.m. today, but that's, 2 a.m., who, like, I get 5 a.m., right, and the only reason I get, like, I get the 5 a.m.s, because I'm thinking, like, oh, you're getting ready to work, you're gonna put on your little podcast, you're gonna get, like, little snippets of the news, because I think most podcasts are educational, although we did learn about potatoes in that one, so don't say I don't educate y'all. oh shoot, I forgot what I was saying. It really is, like, I'm just thinking, and I'm going, and then it's, like, the whole train just disappears, and it's, like, not even a remnant left. What does this one say? How often should I post a podcast? Once or twice a week. Oh, look at me. I'm doing that correct. All right. I am kind of glad. I was worried I would really have to change my days, but technically my 2 days are on this list of, like, good things. I just, the times are different. But anyway. All right. That's all I want to know. I just wanted to look it up while I was on the, we're recording, because in that way, if I was going to change days, I could then thus forth inform you ahead of time. But, Yes. Okay. Now what the fuck to talk about, because I do this so well. Yeah, I've been in debate about whether or not to have someone, like, join me on here. But I still don't know how I feel about that. Like, in all sincerity and honesty. Like, I just... But I was gonna watch out. So I get... I'm really good about, like, conversing with people and talking to them. And I can talk to like-minded people. And I can talk to people who aren't like-minded to me. It's really not, like, a thing. I'm open to opinions, right? I don't immediately, you know, just brush off people. Like, that's not a thing. But, I do get, I get a little angry. Like, I don't yell and scream at people or whatever. But, like, what if I'm doing a podcast with someone and then, like, someone just out here pissing me off and then I have to be cordial? Like, I can be cordial. Like, let's rewind. I'm like Bruce Banner. Alright. When he was like, "You wanna know my secret? I'm always angry." Like, it's pretty much it. Right? Like, there's usually, like, a, like, my baseline of, like, what normal is for other people, it's, like, there's no anger, but, like, I have, like, my normal, there's, like, it's, like, a little hot sauce, you know what I mean? I got some hot sauce in my normal. And, so most of the time, like, I'm really good. People don't even know when I'm angry. I get over it. Like, I get over myself really well. But, you know, what if we get into, like, politics? And what if they start saying some ignorant shit? Because, you know, not everyone is open. And not everyone's able to, like, listen to the other side and respect their opinion. You know what I mean? That's what your opinion, and you might not agree with their opinion, but you can still respect it. But not everybody comes off respectful. And then I hate when you talk. I hate when you're talking to somebody. And you can tell they're closed-minded. I hate when you're talking to someone and you're trying to explain to them and you're just trying to get your, because communication is not a strong skill of me. Point, example, exhibit A. Communication is not, like, a strong point for me. And I know I get mad, and I know I get emotional, and I know that's a bad thing, right? Because that puts me at the lower end. You know, that puts me in a weakened state, right? It gives the other people control and power because I'm already, you know, I'm off the handle. And, but I hate when you're talking to someone and you can just tell they're just like, they're just, it's like they're listening to be polite, but, like, everything you're saying is, like, they closed the door already. They closed the door and everything they're saying is just hitting the door. That they're not even, it's not, like, not even a screen door. Like, they just shut the fucking door. Like, you can put a screen on it. Like, if you still want to at least take some of the information I'm trying to lay down for you so you can just get where I'm coming from. Close-minded people, I can't handle it. I don't know how to bring that back around to what the fuck I was even talking about. I was so angry thinking about people like that. Oh, yeah. So, like, I... You know, because podcasts, a lot of times podcasts get into stuff like that. And I don't, I'm not trying to be like that. Like, I'm not saying that it won't happen or it won't eventually, like, get there and stuff like that. I'm just, I don't know. I'm still not there. I'm still not even sure what the fuck I'm podcasting about. Just, again, if you're just as lost in fucking life as I am, fam. I'm with you. I'm with you. We are together. Lost in harmony is where I'm at. Which means my podcast really doesn't. I don't fucking know. You don't fucking know. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will not be posting 2 a.m., but I will on Wednesday. I will be posting on Thursday. So, yeah, look out for that. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday and a wonderfully marvelous... Wait, did I say Tuesday or Wednesday just now? You know what? Y'all have a good Tuesday. Y'all have a good Wednesday.